This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Hamas official told Reuters on Monday no progress was made at a new round of Gaza ceasefire talks in Cairo, shortly after Egyptian sources said headway had been made on the agenda. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The official, who asked not to be named, said, quote, "There is no change in the position of the occupation, and therefore there is nothing new in the Cairo talks." Israel and Hamas sent teams to Egypt on Sunday for another try at reaching a ceasefire in a deadly conflict that's now been going on for 6 months. U.S. CIA Director William Burns arrived on Saturday, with Qatar and Egypt also in attendance. Early on Monday, the Egyptian Al Qahira News had reported that all parties involved had agreed on basic points. The state-affiliated TV channel said the Hamas and Qatar delegations will return within 2 days to agree on the terms of a final agreement.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, declaring there is a date. Netanyahu has repeatedly said Israel must send ground forces into Rafah, saying it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. But the international community, including the U.S., opposes the operation, saying the roughly 1.4 million civilians seeking shelter there will be in danger. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran's foreign minister has accused the United States of giving Israel the quote-unquote green light for a strike on its consulate building in Syria that killed 7 Iranian military officials, including 2 generals. The attack killed a senior military official. This is